Tom. This segment will be brought to you by Northwest Bank. Right now at Northwest Bank, you can get up to $250 cash back on your auto loan if you take it in to get refinanced. This is kind of our tagline. I love this tagline. Commitment you can bank on. And the thing that you can bank on the most is that they'll take care of all your personal needs, your business needs, your mortgage needs. If you're into agriculture, they have that. Private banking, wealth management, insurance, they will take care of all that. It's been a while since I did the two locations.
Two locations in, it is in Ankeny, isn't it?
Yeah, two locations in Ankeny, one in West Des Moines, one in Ames, three in Omaha. And
a whole bunch in Northwest Iowa. Yeah.
There you go. Northwest Bank. I get it. Okay. You go in, open up an account, tell them Steen sent you, and figure out all the different things that they can do for you. They'll take care of your banking needs any way you need them, and everybody is different, and that's where the commitment you can bank on comes in. Is that everybody's different, and they will take care of all of you. Member FDIC. Okay, so hit me with what we just talked about.
Which
during
one?
The break. The fireworks and the concerts.
Okay, this is intriguing because I mean we were talking about how
I'm a fireworks guy. You're a fireworks.
Well,
guy.
And this is an interesting split because I mean there are some amazing big concerts coming to the Iowa Speedway over in Newton, but this one popped up and it kind of cracked me up because it said one of the largest fireworks shows is coming to Central Iowa, and I'm like, okay. And it has to do with, they're calling it Thunderstruck over Iowa Speedway. It'll be hosting the Pyrotechnics Guild International. So it means you got a bunch of guys that like to go boom, right?
Right. So they want to showcase.
They got three concerts set up. I don't have the, yes, I do. I have the dates. It's July 31st. It sounds like it's Jan and Dean's Beach Party. So it'd probably be 50s music, that type of deal. This one's more up our alley. On August 2nd is the Hairball concert.
Which would be cool to go and then get to see fireworks.
Okay, because now we've got the third concert was Alexander Kay and Iowa's own Craft Brothers on August 5th. So it sounds like a heck of a long party weekend, right? But when these concerts, you figure you got a 90-minute to 2-hour concert, right? They're setting up 90-minute fireworks displays to go on after these.
90 minutes, 90 folks. Minutes.
So you know it's not going to be a couple bottle rockets and a screamer. This is going to be 90 minutes of Dear Lord. So I'm intrigued.
I am too.
We might have to figure something out on that.
We might have to give the Speedway a call and say, hey, we could talk about this for a long time.
Yeah.
Because we got some time to talk about it.
I love it. Absolutely.
Love it. What else you got going on?
Get to do the coolest thing in the world this morning through the Breakfast Club. Got to tour the brand new Polk County Sheriff's facility.
And in Ankeny. Is it in Ankeny?
Well, it's in between.
Just outside of Des Moines and before you get to...
DZ plan is right there on, was it Northeast 54th? Well, no, Northeast 14th, excuse me. But it's in between Ankeny and Des Moines. So the old facility literally looks like a valet shack. And it's still sitting there. And they said, well, that was where we were for how many decades? And it was 7,000 square feet. The new building, I believe he said, was, if I wrote it down here, not 54,000 square feet.
Wow.
I mean, and they toured all these different places to around the United States to do it right. And we got to go up and see they've got it's like a big video game, but it's a situation simulator. So, and we're going through it. And it's from first shooter type situations to just negotiating with somebody, did you steal the candy bar? I mean, it goes through all these different things. I did get to shoot a Glock that was set up with a gas cartridge, so it felt like it was actually kicking, but it was also with a laser, and it was cool. I mean, it was really, I mean, we usually do an hour for a Breakfast Club, and everybody was like, it's 9:15, we probably should go. I mean, we've been there for an hour, or over 2 hours, so it was... Awesome. It was a lot of fun. It was super cool.
And just because one of the funny things you said today, so Randy Schuler,
a friend of ours
from Tonic, which we did a live show down there, and we are welcome back to go to Tonic
anytime.
did a trying to get somebody to not shoot himself.
No. They had a knife. They were holding a knife
to their chest.
Yes, and he was going through the scenario, and he said, "Look,
Randy, you did a really good job 10 minutes."
He just said, "Look, fine, I can't do anything more," and
just do it.
He was just like, "Just do it," and the officer was wonderful. He goes, "Okay, one way to do it, not the right way, but one way to do it." But it was just, and it's neat because as you do go through it, you've got one guy manning multiple computers as it's set up because you're in a 360 area of screens and microphones and all this stuff, so that it does change. If you react this way, it changes the scenario to it going good or going bad. I mean, it's I can see that you just can't go through and go, "Oh, okay, what's this one? I'm going to say A, B, and C, and that's the right thing to do." There's for every different one, there's 11 different changes and scenarios. It's really cool. It's used by all the police departments around here, is what he said. But it's even though it's in Polk County, they've had Warren County, Dallas County, Jasper County. Everybody comes and use it because it's a heck of a resource.
Well, that's what you need to do. You need to be able to do it in a as close to a real life situation as you can.
Well,
because that's the biggest thing that you're probably going to do as a sheriff is you're trying to talk people down from whatever they're trying to do.
Well, and that's what they do. I mean, scenarios of there's different ways to solve problems, but there's a lot of similarities of what goes wrong. So, I mean, but like I said, it was a beautiful facility. They were wonderful out there, and it was pretty cool.
It reminds me, I watched a 60 Minutes about a month and a half ago. I'm a huge 60 Minute person.
Well, you also wear white socks and New Balance shoes, but that's what you do.
Me and Grandpa, we're in, man. New Balance. It's
good. No. He's Brooks now.
He's got
the expensive ones. Oh, yeah.
At the Smithsonian, they have a new exhibit that's there, and they had computer generated they sat down a bunch of Holocaust survivors because they were getting up in age, and you're getting ready to start losing all those people with all these stories. So they did the same kind of thing. They put all these things on them so you could get different reactions and then ask them different questions, and then no matter what you're asked, if you're at the Smithsonian with this, it shows them actually talking and
answering your questions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
About something that, seriously, I mean, we're not very far away from losing most of the people that were in that, to just have people understand how horrific something like that was. Right. That's the best way to train people, because you can't train for something because sometimes even if you say the wrong thing isn't going to make this person do this, but they could do this. And instead of failing, you even though you might have said something not scripted that you should have, maybe it wasn't that. So it gives them a chance to run through all that stuff. That's awesome.
Well, no, like it was to, I guess, use big words, fascinating. And it was just really cool to see how they go through, because, you know, like he said, the number one thing of their job is they're not out there to create problems. They're out there to solve problems, you know, and it's, you know, they don't want to get into bad situations. They want to go, like he said, towards the end, he goes, "Look, we want to eat coffee, or we want to drink coffee and eat donuts. It's a lot easier, you know." And they're, like I said, they were really great guys. It was a lot of fun.
That's cool. We got to give it was Roger, right?
Roger Schneider. Yeah.
Roger
He's
is
with
the one.
It's the Polk County Crime Stoppers.
Yep. Unique dude.
Oh yeah.
He is
connected dude. Yep.
He is a unique individual. Okay. So many things out here I want to talk about. I'm going to save one that's probably going to flip you out, because I want to ask what you think we should do. So
you're gonna
I won't.
You going to save the golf topic, or you want to hit that now?
No, let's do that.
Okay.
So you're getting ready. Well, I don't know. Has the other one cleared the Glen Oaks people?
That just happened from what I saw today on the news.
So they cleared the Glen
Oaks. Shots, the one that's going to be south of Glen Oaks, has been given the green light. And that one is more like a, what everybody calls, a Top Golf.
Right. They have
setup.
It's not Top Golf, but they have Top Golf technology.
And I believe that setup is where they've got it. It's going to be two restaurants. Well, I mean,
yes,
but it is very much different than the Bombers development going in Johnston.
Right. In Deadland. The property that they're doing at Glen Oaks is, it's totally different.
Right. They're right there at the Grand and 235, right. Grand and 35.
And it's going to be close. Isn't that where Des Moines University is going out in that general
it's,
area?
It's, that's farther down.
They're further down.
But see, there's that huge sports development that's in there as right. well. I mean, it's massive that's right. in there. But it's going to be right on the
sports development and okay. having where you can go and hit golf clubs while your kids are playing baseball.
The Johnston one is also going to be close enough to 3580
yes.
that you're – But with the setup with the hotel and the ability to go out on your deck and go straight, to hit balls into the – I mean, it's they both have the same feel out of the chute, and I'm sure there's going to be people going, we couldn't get one forever. Now we've got two. Which one's going to make it? All these different things. I think they've got enough of a different format.
It gives you something, too. Here's a really funny thing. There's a lot of really fun golf courses in Iowa that you can do. We're centrally located. You could go there, stay for a week, hit golf balls right out your hotel room,
right.
and go play all these different golf courses that you can get on and play.
Right.
I mean, it's a destination. The other one is, hey, we're going to go out and drink and have a party and hit Top Golf technology right. to see how we're hitting a golf ball.
Like three couples go out type of deal, whereas exactly. I think the bachelor party or the birthday party is at the other one. But
they're not overlapping each other, I don't think.
No, I just think they both have the same theme.
Yes, yeah.
And I am super stoked to have both of them.
Absolutely. For something that usually bypasses us, usually we're lucky if we get one and we have the chance of getting two.
And with that being said, I see they finally tore down the house at Ashworth and Jordan Creek Parkway.
Yes.
And that's the high-end townhomes with a Ruth Chris steakhouse.
Yes.
From my understanding. You're smiling at me. What is that, your guys' property?
No, it's just, it's been a long time, yeah. I think. It is, I think it's something that needs to... I think sometimes that we've been short-sighted a little bit, thinking that people in Iowa won't do certain things, and I don't think that's right. If the certain things are run well and operated well, I think we go. Once things aren't run properly or operated right. properly, you start to slow down a little bit. And one of the things talking to Randy Wehofer, not this week but the past Monday, he said two things. We took a big chance in going cashless.
Right.
Because probably if you looked at our clientele, it was probably 75%, 25%. 75% taking money in and 25% just using their card.
Right.
But he goes, it takes so much time and so much energy to do the counting of money and mm-hmm. the distribution and all that. That they're like, we have to do this.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the thing that I don't understand is, so they have two systems in there, two machines that you can feed a $20 bill and it spits you out a debit card that you can use anywhere, not just there, but you can use
right.
it anywhere.
It's just a preloadable Visa
How
card.
How are those not all around downtown? Because most of the parking meters that you have want your credit card, and I don't want to use
mine. No, that's evolved anyway, too. If you haven't been downtown in a while.
It's not the same.
No, because now they got the central location where all the, you pay at the one, and it's different now. It's
really?
Not just
so they're, taking, the card, they're yeah. taking that out, too. Wow. Because somebody asked me the other day, like, do you have change for 20? I'm like, I haven't had cash in a long time. I don't even know what that is. Actually, when we went to Barntown last night, I met Jen and Nana. Jen and Nana love I can go to Barntown and try all these little beers
yes.
and then see what we took home. They took home, since I haven't been drinking, they took home 16 beers last night, 16 big beers after they tasted.
Really?
Yeah. And nothing normal. I mean, it was like one was orange soda pop and one was pink grapefruit and
Lord.
The ones that they wanted, they're out of so quickly, like blueberry and yeah.
You're losing me, dude.
I know. I
can't even get over the hoppy ones there. Ooh, Lord.
And a really funny thing. So, when we were out there and, we were talking to some people around us, and also, Fred and Sarah came and mm-hmm. Travis and Janet were having dinner mm-hmm. and it's like the beer is different and good. I like it. It's their food that I think is good. And it's different.
Oh, I agree with that.
Food, yeah. You can, if you want to go in, I had grilled cheese with jalapeno spread and bacon that is in it's not
how are they set up for TVs to watch sports?
Good. Not, okay. I mean, not as good as some, but good. And they're getting ready to change as well. So they have their brewing place right next door.
Right.
I mean, it sits right there. I think they're moving that offsite because they're getting to a point where on a busy day, they're probably losing 25 tables a day.
Oh, okay. They're losing customers because they don't have the space for it.
If they move that offsite, do their beer and distribution offsite and reconfigure and have that on both sides. But the bacon, it's not the bacon like I stole from you the first time we met. This is like ham bacon.
Oh,
I mean, oh my God, it was so good.
Yeah.
And we each had different things. It was crazy good. I mean, it's just another one of those eclectic places that we have in this town that people just don't realize.
Well, there's so many opportunities. That's what I mean, we really have a culinary little oasis here that people don't understand.
Oh,
great food everywhere.
Totally agree. You are listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way and other things right here on 101.3 FM, 1700
Back to
Champ
sports.
AM.
I promise.
Real sports talk for real sports fans or other things. We'll be right back.
Here's a look at traffic on 101.3 and 7th Talk for real sports fans.
As we're carrying on the conversation, we're like, hey, that's music.
It's almost Pavlovian because the bell rings and we're like, okay, we should start talking. Yeah.
You are listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 to Champ AM, real sports talk for real sports fans. Check us out on Twitter at @ScottBrower_13, at Steen on Sports, at 1700 to Champ. So I am off tomorrow. We come back on Thursday.
I'll be here.
And I am off on Friday as well.
Wow, good hours to have.
Yeah, not bad.
Well, that's because you're...
But that was like 2 weeks in a row that I worked every day. That's a lot.
I didn't. Not here.
No, you did not.
Where are you taking Tater for his 21st?
Anywhere he wants to go in Ames.
Oh.
So I don't okay. know what he's going to do. I said, round up your buddies and we'll go do something.
Man, I mean, I know what we 21. Used to do 20 or how 30 years ago, but yeah. Anyway.
Oh, man, what did I have? Oh, yes. Oh, okay, I'll get to that in just a second. See, sure. I always see that light bulb went up my head. Now I'm going to forget it. segment. This segment will be brought to you by... we're going to do Palmer Group on this one, and then I will do DeMoss on the next one. So Palmer Group, just so we can remember, I have an interview next Tuesday, which is also when we're doing the UNI. So I may have to record that one or see if it's going to be Chris Lorenz. He's the vice president of Palmer Group. Interesting cat. I can't wait to get to talk to him as well. I'll have to give Laura.
Did you say yesterday what we are doing next Tuesday?
Next Tuesday is we are a UNI affiliate. We are going to the UNI Panther Train bus. Fan bus. There we go. Fan bus. Not a train.
Why did you I say had train? My attention shortly there for a minute. I'm like, okay.
Well, because we're kind of down by the train tracks. Yes, you know, there could be. No, but it's one of their bus stops is down at the hall.
Coaches and
coaches
such will be there?
Yep. Coaches and their athletic director is, it's going
to
hit me in just a second.
Okay, keep talking.
David and
Well, we're down at the hall down south of Valley Junction.
Valley Junction, yep. And we had the, we were going to have students come on the show as well. And we are going to do them during the week sometime. We're going to figure out when to get them. Because it's final week.
Yeah, exactly.
So they wanted to make sure we took care of that. So I'll have more on that to come, but that's gonna be a load of fun. It was great last year. We had a blast. So
So we need to play a pre-recorded interview Tuesday, you said?
Right. So I don't know if I'll do that early. I'll call Chris and Lauren and see how they want to handle that.
Cool.
So we'll get that taken care of.
All right, where are you going?
Where was I going? Palmer Group. Palmer Group was founded in 1998 by Austin Palmer. His goal was to change the Iowa employment landscape. He wanted to combine both candidates and clients who neither of them have enough time to figure out everything and kind of be the middle person and get them together. That was kind of his people-centered approach, and it's worked out really well for them. In 2016, Palmer Group became an employee-owned company. I always like the fact that the biggest part, and when we've talked to a couple of the people from Palmer Group already, one of the biggest parts about that is when you succeed, the company succeeds. When the company succeeds, you succeed.
Yep.
And that's kind of the avenue that people are looking for. Even you know, you've talked about the company that you work for, and when one of the things that you know, it's family. And you want to have that kind of...
Well, you don't have a connection. You want to have a connection other than just somebody punching in.
Exactly.
It's your time away from family.
I think that's what makes Palmer Group different. The other thing that makes them different is if you're graduating from college or from, you know, maybe 2 year and you know kind of what you want to do, go into Palmer Group, tell them what you want to do, and they'll help you find a job. It's easier to go out there and find a job if somebody knows what's open at a lot of the great places that are in the city of Des Moines. They have over 300 plus open jobs right now in accounting and finance, admin and customer service, construction, engineering and manufacturing, human resource, information technology, marketing and sales, mortgage and banking. I think one of the most interesting things, so Andrew came over, I think it was a week ago, and it's movie night. So Andrew comes over and sits down with Nana and Jen, and they try to think of, he brings us choices of eclectic movies that only Andrew has seen, and then shows them to us.
Okay.
And we watch. And when he came over, he picked up dinner. I mean, it's like, who are you?
Well,
he's Andrew. He's grown up. And he was talking about Marshalltown. He had an engineering, he toured an engineering place that they had just signed that is desperately in need of workers. And he said it was so cool because on the outside, it still had that outside Marshalltown big building look to it.
Mm-hmm.
Inside, totally innovated, totally to him, 22nd, 21st century, 22nd century looking inside to do simple jobs, but quickly do them.
Nice.
And they're looking for mechanical engineering and all of that. He was fascinated by it. And he goes, wow, Marshalltown's a really cool town. I said, 15 years ago, you wouldn't have said that. 30 years ago, you'd have said it's a really cool town. What they're doing up there is spectacular. Palmer Group is a big part of that. So that's kind of our Palmer Group thing. If you're looking for a job in those type of industries, you should give them a call and go in and talk to them. Okay. So I had something that I wanted to, now I'm going to forget.
When I use the phrase, write it down, I mean it.
I know it. Gosh darn it. Okay, it'll come back to me. Okay. I'm trying to think one of the things I wanted to get out there really quick. The NFL draft just went through.
Mm-hmm.
Georgia had 15 people get drafted. So, okay, I get the SEC bias there, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's Georgia. They're a really good football team. LSU had 10. Okay, so another SEC team. And you go, okay. Cincinnati had 9.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be a Big 12 member. And that came out today as well, that Cincinnati, BYU, Central Florida, Central Florida and Houston
are negotiating.
And they want to come in. So they would be coming in at this time, just a little bit like June 1 of 2023 for next season.
Right.
It wouldn't
be this fall.
Their actual buyouts weren't as bad. And they're thinking, we're just going to go ahead and make that jump. And knowing that Oklahoma and Texas can't make that jump because the Big 12's not letting them out of their buyouts at all.
Were you going to finish that comment about how many teams or how many players were in?
Cincinnati was 9. Penn State was 8.
Yep.
Alabama and Oklahoma were 7. Mm-hmm. Baylor, Ohio State, Ole Miss, and UCLA were 6. Michigan, Tennessee, and Wisconsin were 5. Arizona State, ISU, Kentucky, Michigan State, North Carolina, Texas A&M, and Tennessee were 4. Minnesota was in there, too. Penn State, Nebraska, Oklahoma State, Illinois were 3, and Iowa, Notre Dame, Texas Tech, SDSU, Mississippi State, Pittsburgh, Rutgers, Clemson, Toledo were all had 2. You know who's not on there?
I was going to say, I didn't hear Texas.
0.
I didn't hear Texas in
0.
There. Crazy.
That is funny. Love it. Love it. Love it. It's too funny to even not I don't know. It's too funny.
Don't dwell on it. Get yourself in trouble there.
No. I want to. So, all this name, image, and likeness stuff, and that it's going to ruin, sports, and. Aaron Taylor, he was an offensive lineman for Notre Dame. I have it bookmarked in there. He came out with here's the mess, and here's the reason it is. And he goes, everybody is looking towards these kids and looking towards the universities. He said, the problem that we have with collegiate sports right now is these kids act like grownups, and the grownups that we have running the NCAA act like kids. And it's not, this isn't, a case where, you know, I spent this whole weekend in I'm sitting there and I'm reading, and it's some people that have been on this show and it's and then have other shows on this station, and they're saying this is going to be the root of all evil, and I'm like, okay, stop. These kids, they get to do what they want to do. You know what? The adults have been running around doing what they want to do. They're getting paid millions, hundreds of millions of dollars on the backs of these kids. Just stop. Stop talking about the kids. If you want to say that NIL is bad, say it's bad. Does it need to be reformed and done something? Absolutely. That was actually why we had the NCAA, and they can't handle it.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to find something. Stop blaming the kids. You know, if you want to say, well, John Calipari is like, well, you know, this isn't fair, and you know, so we're going to do a deepest dive, and no one's going to tell us what we can do. I'm like, John Calipari, you've been fired from 2 different universities because you cheated. Like, we know you're cheating.
It's behind the scenes money is now up top that everybody can see where it's going.
Up front. I mean, it's like some of these coaches are coming that are coming out. I'm like, dude, you guys have been fired from universities for doing things wrong. So don't come out here and tell us what needs to be done.
Well, it's the same thing when we talk about the transfer portal.
Yeah.
Oh, it's going to ruin this.
Yeah.
Unless it's advantageous to your team. And then you're like,
we kind of like
it. You just don't know how to use it like we do.
We kind of like having that guy. And they were like, listen, it's cost us, you know, Iowa State is going through probably a bigger one. I mean, Iowa State football has had a bunch of people jump in the transfer portal. And so I'm kind of freaking out a little bit. And so maybe I make a couple of calls and I'm like, hey, what's going on? And the answer that I got back on a lot of this, and I think it's a lot of the issues that you're having, is anymore the type of athletes that are coming into these programs, the high schools and all of that are in. I'm not a proponent sometimes of all these different places you can go to help you get where you want to go. And I paid for it and I went through it and I get it. I think
you mean from an athletic standpoint
from an athletic standpoint, okay. Going to some of the, I'm not going to name them because I don't want to give them, I don't want them to think that I'm saying something bad about them because I'm not. I think it has a place.
Right.
The individuals that are coming into these programs in football, in basketball, in wrestling, in swimming, in tennis, in golf are so far more advanced than they used to be when they were freshmen. These kids aren't the same wide-eyed, oh my God, what am I getting into when right. they walk into a major college campus.
Right.
It doesn't happen anymore. We're a different society. So just because that you've been at Michigan or Michigan State or Iowa and Iowa State and you've been there for 2 years and you're going into your third year and you're like, okay, I finally get my chance, that doesn't mean 15 freshmen that are coming in aren't going to take your spot. And a lot right. of people that are in the transfer pool.
Well, it's not
portal,
the 15 are going to take it, but there's right. pretty chance least, there may be two.
Right. And the people that are leaving these programs are people that are worried about playing time.
Right.
And guess what? Good for you. If you don't think your playing time is going to be there, go somewhere else. And this is the part that I want people to stop. And this is what they say all the time. Well, then all these kids are just going to go to the place that gives the most money. And that's going to be SEC teams and Big Ten teams and wherever. Okay, let's take basketball. You got 11 spots on the team. So you think they're going to take the 11 people in here and pay them all that money, and then 7 of them are going to play and 4 of them are going to sit? Yeah, that's not happening. It's not happening in football. You're not going to have 3 quarterbacks go to Alabama and say, man, I got my money. Now I'm start. Oh, he got his money. And he's kind of good. Oh, here's another one.
Right.
It's not going to happen. Now, it may happen the first year like that, but then these quarterbacks are going to go, okay, they just brought somebody in here and they did. And, oh, wait a minute. What did I say earlier? Arizona State, ISU, Kentucky, Michigan State, Minnesota, North Carolina, Texas A&M, Tennessee and Washington put 4 people in the NFL. Okay, I got to go somewhere. Everybody's on TV.
Oh yeah,
don't have to go
right.
to this place or that place. Now, here's the two things that I think about the most for the football programs in the state. You have 2 different identities. Let's take Iowa's first. Iowa's identity is we do it the right way. And we have a proven track record of getting kids to the NFL.
Yes.
And this is how we are not changing what we do. This is the way we do. Okay.
Yep.
And Iowa State, on the other hand, okay, listen, we had a mixed bag before. Now we have a process. We're going to bring these kids in. We're going to put them through the process. And it's working.
Right.
Okay. Now it's even working more. I have at least 4 kids in the NFL. And I have a chance of getting 4 more. Because I think Mevis is going to make it. I think Rose is going to make it. I think Chase Allen has a good chance of making it.
Yep.
And I even think Schwenger or the
Schweiger,
the offensive lineman, has a good chance of making the taxi squad. Right? You still get paid. You get paid good money.
Right.
And it's a process.
Eisworth, the safety. He was Eisworth too.
He's yeah. And there's another one. And it's all going to happen. But those 2 ways of looking at things,
right.
they're going to have to change a little bit too, because you're going to have to keep up with everybody else.
Right.
But you don't have to match everybody else.
Exactly.
So it's kind of a cool thing.
No, I think it's just a change of an opportunity.
I do too. I totally agree with that. You're listening to Steam On Sports, bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM. I got a question for Scott, and he's not going to like it.
Sign up for Sports Talk Radio. Steen on Sports. Real sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back in, everybody.
That's awesome.
If only you could be in here during our radio timeouts.
We need
to be in timeout. Yeah. You need to be in timeout. Okay. You are listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day.
Every day.
Once again, we are on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for Real Sports Fans. I already said that, I think, once.
Okay.
You can check us out on Twitter. He's at ScottBrower_13, at 1700 The Champ, at Steen on Sports. Facebook at 1700 The Champ, website 1700champ.com. Hello to Bridget. Hello to Jennifer. Always hello to Nana. Love you, Nana. And DJ, because now I can say DJ. DJ!
There he goes.
And
he goes,
where's he at? Where's he at?
I was going to say. Say hi to Grandpa.
Yep. Hi to Grandpa, too, as well. And we have, so I am not here tomorrow. 21st birthday for my youngest, and I'm not here on Friday, golf outing. So I'm here Thursday. Stina, our happy hour sports with Steen and Scott on Thursday.
I'll be here with you.
Tuesday next week is a happy hour with Steen on Sports with you and I remote at the hall.
At the hall.
So we have that. And then Thursday, are you here next Thursday? A week from Thursday?
Dude, that's a long ways away.
It is a long ways away. I know. You're busy.
Yeah, sure. Do we have a sponsor? Stay focused.
No, well, I think I've hit them all today. So I'm just going to say
recap them?
I'm going to recap all of them. Let me get back to that page. So we have Northwest Bank, Des Moines Orthopedic. Once again, DMOS. Yesterday I had Dr. Lynn Gannell. Fascinating. I'll have that up so you can listen to it. I've already sent it to them so they can listen to it. I got some really good feedback. Here's the one thing that I know about.
So the interview was yesterday, but you've yet to play.
No. We actually played it too. I got it. I'm getting to a point now where I can download it. I can get it to, engineering here, Jake, and he gets it on. We did it at the 5 o'clock hour yesterday, and that's how Randy and I talked for the whole time, 'cause he got here early. And so we just started talking baseball.
Awesome.
The one thing that I know for sure, if I have a crappy show, Jen and Nana will go, "Hey, good show." if it's something better than that, then they give me feedback. And Nana yesterday, it made me pretty happy. She goes, "That was the best interview you've ever done. What a fascinating young lady." And I don't know how, I mean, she's way younger than me. But she's a fascinating person, does fascinating things that right. You can do all these things that she could do as a doctor. And she's a mechanical engineer, and she likes to drive across Europe and all these things. And I'm like, yeah, I've been to California once.
But that's why we have wonderful sponsors, because they have wonderful people that are part
of
the organization.
It's just a ton of fun. So Des Moines Orthopedic, it was really good. Palmer Group, that comes up on Tuesday. I have to get to them to see when we want to do that one. Heritage Building Maintenance and Woodman Controls. I think I hit them all. Okay, so I had two things I was going to bring up today, and I'm going to pick one. I'm going to tell you what both of them were. I want your opinion on both. One is some of the biggest news of today happens to do with women's issues and abortion, and I thought, you know what, I'm not good.
I was hoping for the NBA playoffs, but all right.
I'm not going to do that.
Oh, thank you.
I'm not doing that. Okay. This one I'm going to, because I had an opinion. And then I think I might have changed my opinion. And that is canceling student debt.
Wow.
And we have money. We have stake in the game because our children have debt. Not a ton of debt, but they have debt. I was totally against it. I'm like, okay, that was just my first thought off the top of my head. Because is that the best use of taxpayer money? And then I thought to myself, oh my God, what did you just say? Nothing that we do is the best use of taxpayer money.
Okay.
If you took off a percentage of what their student loans were, depending on what their financial situation was, it's not going to be the end all or be all of the world. I do think that they would have to be.
Isn't that determined on the front side by something called FAFSA? Because I shouldn't say remember, that was a long time ago, but I mean, there's a difference between getting grants, getting low interest loans, right, getting all these different things.
But most things nowadays, and I guess this is the reason why, and it came from you that I changed my mind because of skilled trades, the event that we had. And by the way, two people that I had sent this to and their kids went are both. The kids are trying to decide which place they want to go to.
And see, that's one of the cool things about the day is they have it set up. They do a signing day.
Yeah.
There are kids that do
the same thing.
The photographers, this, and they do signing days at the event. So
the reason that I changed my mind is, and I apologize for this, but like some other things, I think colleges have gotten greedy. What they're charging and making you do to get a piece of paper, and I'm all for it. If I want to be an accountant, if I want to make them be like trade school. So if I want to be an accountant, I want to go to college and I want to learn how to be an accountant. I don't care if I have to take 1872 natural history. I shouldn't have to. I should already, if you don't think I can pass these classes, you shouldn't let me into your university. You should see it from my ACT test or from that other stuff. You shouldn't have to take psychology and Western Civ that you've already taken in high school and have to do it again, because that's their way of grabbing money.
Well, but seeing that they are changing that. It is different from the eons that you and I went through, that it's prep schools are prep schools.
Right.
That if you know you're going down that path. And I know some very successful processes that people went and said, you know what? Why would I pay three times as much money for the core classes? I'm going to swing over to either DMAC or Kirkwood or a college like that. Do 3 years, get everything out of the way. Now I'm going specifically into something. Then you go to...
But you still had
Iowa State,
but you still had
Iowa.
Debt. It's just not as much debt when you went to DMAC.
See, okay.
So are you going to sit here and tell me that you wouldn't think through that process to help? We help everybody else. If you had something happen at your company, the government, if need be, would come in and help you. But we can't come in and help.
You're taking this to we have to be. Instead of looking through this little lens that we're doing right here. Okay. When I was in college and I was applying for student loans, mm-hmm. I needed X amount. Right. They said, no, you qualify for this much. I didn't go, well, that's, I appreciate that. I only actually need this much.
Well, I understand
but
that.
You took everything that you were qualified for because it was a low interest loan that you didn't have to pay back until you graduated.
Right.
Right? I know my dorm that I lived in, there were some really nice stereos.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So is it really all the money that, I mean, we are ingrained with a, hey, I got a new credit card. You want a $400 limit or do you want the $10,000? Oh, give me the $10,000. Because most times people use it. So I'm saying there's more things to this, what are we forgiving? Are we forgiving the tuition or are we forgiving the loans?
Oh, I think it should be tuition.
Right.
If you had to borrow money for tuition, and room and board is what it should be. Not the total loan, but it would knock it down.
It is being marketed very well that it is, we're going to forgive your loans.
Right. Now, here's the part that I don't like, but it's the reason I don't like government, is what's more important, them bailing out banks and New York firms or bailing out college students that have a heavy debt that could become better workers.
Thank you for doing this right here because it was our last segment.
If anything you do,
you sign your name to, and it says an obligation, and you're knowingly going what you're going into.
Right, but
what
it didn't stop. It didn't stop all the bankers and all the CEOs of all these companies taking all that money and not giving it all to the proper places too. They did the same thing. I'm almost positive that Ford and GM and Chrysler had to sign on the dotted line that they were good for these loans, right, and they were forgiven. I know Wall Street companies signed on that little dotted line, okay, and said, hey, I'll pay that back. Joking. No,
so,
I'm not.
So, okay. So when they go from the college to get the job with no more debt and they sign it on the house and they don't like that. I mean, does it?
No. I don't think it's a freebie. I think you're going to have to do something on top of it. I don't care if that's working at, you know, trying to help other people. We have 45 seconds.
Can we talk about the 10-game win streak that your Yankees are having?
No, because you don't like it, because you don't like the Yankees. So I'm not talking Yankee baseball with you.
I can't believe the Royals are in last place in the American Central. But anyway.
You're such a better debater than that. Come on.
No, if this was a podcast, I'd debate like Ron White right now, because I mean, it's a totally different
way. I understand, but you see, we come from different backgrounds. A lot of these kids don't. And I think that's a better jump start to our economy to open up money like that. So, you know, maybe it takes away.
It's being marketed as they're going to forgive student loans. I don't like that.
No, I don't either.
Can it be looked at and there be help in an even bigger way towards not having such massive,
right,
massive debt?
And maybe they're able, instead of, that hurts my company. If we don't go to apartments and we give them, you know, so they get houses and different things.
No.
See, there you go.
Know,
see,
I miss
that's
you.
Exciting
I miss
stuff.
You. Yeah. I miss you, and I'll see you on Thursday.
How much fun was
Jack
that?
Go sports.
You are listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day. Scott and I appreciate you coming in. See you tomorrow, Thursday.
Here's a look at traffic on 101.3 and 1700, The Champ.
We've got traffic moving slowly on I-35 80 East.